meeting of Cali County Commission to get order. Call it order. Karen?
Chairman Bob Bagley.
Here.
Vice Chairman Laywell.
Here.
Commissioner Alan Wynn.
Here. Ask Alan to do invocation.
If you bow with me, please. Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you again for all of our many blessings. We thank you so much for this beautiful day and pray that you would be with us as commissioners as we go about the county business to we can make the decisions and this budget and stuff for the people that we serve. Thank you again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Minutes of July 16th, 2019, regular Cali County Commission meeting. Anybody see anything?
Move they be approved as presented.
Second the motion.
Been moved to approve as presented. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passed. Citizens be heard. Rhonda don't want to say nothing. Item of business, you say number one, we're going to, oh, that's budget here, never mind.
Yep.
Consider final fiscal year 2020 budget for budget hearing. Lucas?
Chairman, we had a discussion last time, and you guys directed me to find ourselves around that 2.0 increase on that. And this little area here to the side is where I'm directing you to. This current year is 45.053. The budget is set to do 47.053. It is exactly, and this is the balance. So that's roughly the Excel spreadsheet doing rounding. But there's a variance. We could add another $14 to our budget to be exactly that. But regardless to say, there's.
You saved us $14, Lucas.
Well, awesome. Technically, you guys could keep it that same $2 million increase. We could add another $14 somewhere, but I figured that was kind of your guys' direction is the $2 million increase, and we did that. Now, the next question is, how did we do it? Well, we did it by bringing this down from $1 million to $475,000, which is a conversation we had on. This is that capital highway or that special highway, special equipment project. The original recommendation was about $1 million. Based off our conversation, we found ourselves at $475,000. In addition to that, over under the general fund, we made adjustments to take a little bit more liability in our benefits. Meaning that most likely, let me find it, I'm sorry. We will be sharing some more liability right here with our employees on the way of our benefits. So between those two locations is where we made the adjustments.
And that was the only two?
Yes, nothing else. Those are the two locations that I made changes.
Roughly, what are we going to have to do with the benefit changes? Lucas, do you have any figures
sure,
yet?
Sure, I absolutely do. I got that just before the meeting tonight. I'll pull it up here in my email real quick. It is not in your packet, I apologize. We literally got it at 516. Oops, nope, not that one. I got it at 459. And I'm sure that's really legible to say, but I can make it bigger. So this is where we're at on contributions. This is what our employees are going to see. We, in order to keep the rates similar to where we were and keep the services where we are, this year we're not going to do the high deductible plan. I think we'll most likely have to look down that road in 2021. But to try to keep those dollars a little bit more flat and conservative. The employee will be within $5 of their last year's rates, and the employer will see an adjustment as well. So this is the 2018 contribution. So you got two plan types. You got your base plan, you got your buy-up plan, you got single, you got family. You guys got that already. This is the monthly contribution for those right here. This is what you're looking at. This is just medical. This is not dental. This is not vision. This is not life and accidental disability. None of that. This is just medical. So then you look over here, we have an incentive rates. And this is with and without incentive rates. And we talked about making the incentive stronger for the wellness, but reducing it to be more simplistic. And we also talked about, it will be increased rates of 30% if you're not performing the wellness program. 30% is, depending on the plan, is anywhere from $1,800 a year to $2,100.
That's coming out of employees' pocket.
Yeah, that's correct. And I plan on having all that done and wrapped up for you all. Again, that's a little sneaky peek. But plan on having that all done for you, but it would be based off of the plan. The plan's going to be very similar to where we were last year. We're going to be a little bit more aggressive on the wellness, but not as complex of the wellness. And I talked to the groups, the department head group the other day, and I think next year is when we're going to see a substantial change. And the reason I say that is I think we're going to have to see that liability continue to grow, or we're going to pass the liability to the employee through a high deductible health savings plan. I'm just afraid that
the claims run in this year so far.
We're running 122% of our budget. Mm-hmm. And we just got two other stop loss hits, substantial. I think one was in the 600,000. I think the other one was in the 200,000 range. So, you know, within this month alone, our stop loss hits are over $750,000. Now, keep in mind, that's our reinsurance, our stop loss insurance, but that's a $40,000 pocket expense, out of pocket expense for us per employee. And if those folks, those individuals, I don't know who they are, I don't see it, it's de-identified. But if they haven't had a high range claim, that covers it for the entire year, right? So it depends on if we've already paid out for them or not, still gonna be the case. But anyways, right now we're setting up literally 122.7, I think is the article I saw, the last one they gave out, of our budget expense. So you'll see most likely a budget adjustment for 19 before the end of the year so that we can accommodate that budget expense and not have a violation. Looking at next year, I think as we round up the coverage year, which is 3 months away on this, really 2 months away, September 1 is the start of the next coverage year. You'll see us starting to ramp up for the upcoming year. And what I mean by that is I think this year is going to be the year of education of the options. And the options are going to change. The paradigm of our services are going to have to change. What is a high deductible health savings plan? How does it work? We need to educate our staff and let them know the pros and the cons to it so that they can make the best decision for their family. But that, from what the brokers are telling me, is one of the only ways to continue to reduce our liability. And essentially, to be transparent, what that is doing is passing the liability down to the employee. And we are holding less of it. So, anyways, let me get back to the budget. So those are the things that I have changed to get us to where we are. Questions, comments, concerns? We want to go back, we want to go more? Any changes of thoughts?
I think my opinion is to stay where we're at. We've done the work.
I think we should stick with what we have right now.
I don't like it, but I'm fine with it, I guess.
There's a motion right here.
Move to set the budget hearing for August 20th, 2019.
Second.
Move and second to set the budget hearing for August 20th, 2019. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
6:00 PM?
Huh?
6:00 PM?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be 6:00. Number two, approval of payment register for the period of July 23rd, 2019 for checks numbered 181070 to 181125, totaling $165,962.97. Wires totaling $247,344.99, and direct deposits totaling $13,958.64. Hand checks numbered 812655 through 812665, totaling $5,939.49.
Move to approve payment register as presented.
Been moved to approve payment of claims as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Payment request. Karen, there's two of them, right? That's all I see.
End of the season.
Move to approve and endorse correction orders as presented.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Other items come before the board.
Payroll load. One journal entry, and then Macy had one with delinquent property taxes, but we'll pay the property taxes instead of the actual.
We're gonna go two and a half hours, 30 minutes.
Yep.
We're gonna go from two and a half hour meeting to 30 minutes.
Relax.
Anything else?
You need to tell.
Tomorrow. Mark, you have anything?
Just to tell you that I don't have anything with regard to the possible real estate sale. I responded to her with the suggested amount. Haven't heard.
Lucas?
Just a quick update on the East Chestnut Bridge. I was informed this morning by our superintendent that the group out of Topeka that does our fracture critical study was in our area for the last 2 weeks, and they were specifically today looking at the Chestnut Bridge, and they offered me a sneak peek of what they're looking at, because I think in their last couple of reviews, they were concerned with its condition. And I'm bringing this to your attention as a preview. Once again, you'll see hopefully a collective representation of all that work on the next meeting, which is the 13th of August. But I got the opportunity to go and meet with the engineer on site that was evaluating it. John went with me as my bodyguard. And then I got to go underneath the bridge with them and look at it. And this was something that, looking back with MKC, when we had them come down and do inspections and look, nobody actually got underneath the bridge. They were looking kind of over the side, they were looking off the top, they were looking from different angles, but nobody got up inside and then close. So we had that opportunity, and these are some of the pictures that I bring back. I know these pictures are a lot better on my laptop than they are on that PowerPoint, so I will share these photos in our Dropbox with you guys to look at your convenience as well. But quickly, just wanted to go over these. On each side of the bridge, they have these girders that are, and Alan, you can guide me on what all that means, but they're seamed together with these little blocks here, and they're riveted together all the way down both sides. And then the framing that goes up and over come through that, and you're seeing, what you're seeing is these collective masses are in some aspects gone or quite a bit of damage, and you're seeing in this top corner, and again, the coloration is not as good in that, but that's rust. This one is rust, and one right next to it's gone. Again, more surface rust. These are all through that bridge, more and more. And again, I'm sorry the projector doesn't show us justice, but this is that bottom beam, and then this is that upright that goes up and then it goes out. And there's about an inch gap here full of
pack rust.
So much so that it's pulled apart those beams from one another. They're actually warping this fairly thick metal. Somewhat intimidating and impressive all in the same. Once again, another illustration of that. Again, you're seeing packing underneath this of data. This is, again, that pack rust that has gotten between the metal, and I've actually bent the metal between the rivets. The engineer was saying in some areas that this has happened to a point that the rivets have had rust, to where the rivets are no longer, they're actually just rusted to the outside. They're not holding anything together. And these are just illustrations all the way down these beams.
Look at the bottom of that beam too.
Mm-hmm. Both sides.
Between every rivet, it's pack rust in there.
Yeah. And so
substantially weakens that member.
Again.
That substantially weakens that member. If those rivets, and they did this bridge is old enough. Those are hot rivets. They had a forge on the bridge when they did that, and they throw them to men and they buck them with hammers and make them. That's how they held
the old way. Yeah.
That's how they're held together.
So right here, looking down again on another one of the primary uprights, and you're seeing this substantial gap. They're really concerned about those things, obviously, because you don't have solid contact between those two structures, and it's putting a lot of tension, a lot of pressure in places that it's not supposed to. So once again, this is all from the top looking down. So if somebody wanted to, not suggesting, but if they wanted to look over the side, kind of lean over the side, they would see this. These are the areas that the main girders on the sides going east and west tie into the uprights that hold that overarching support. And what you're seeing here is, let me get back to it here. There's one for it. Here you go. What you're seeing here is these are the plates that hold the uprights to the lateral to the verticals, and the pack rust is bended. It's bent out the tips of that and have broken off some of the heads of those old rivets. So once again, that just more illustration of that pack rust and what it's doing. Then we get down to going underneath, and this is how we got to travel down underneath. This is one of the main pylons. This is the actual main one that holds, it's the one on the west side. It's the one that holds the span from the approach over. You're seeing the rebar is now exposed in the top of it. And the rust, just like the Hackney Bridge that we have, the rust hits that, the water hits rebar, air, rebar rusts, fractures out the cement, and it's doing that for the top of it. Both sides, this is the worst of the two sides, but both sides are showing signs of that. We've had suggestions that you can put a new coat of like slurry cement over the top of that, but it's very, very temporary, and you're going to have the same issue. It's not going to quit rusting at this point. You know, you can't get a can of Rust-Oleum and fix where we're at this point. So this is underneath it. This is the engineer and I. She's not a big lady, but she's still got a decent-sized hand. And she's covering up one hole, and you're seeing the hole. There's another hole here, half her hand's covering up, and this is all separated. So this picture, I'm facing west underneath the bridge. This is the north, furthest north main girder, and this is what she called the head girder, which is right at the diaphragm of the west side of the bridge.
And right next to the abutment door.
Yeah, it's an expansion joint.
Expansion joint, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like a little section of concrete. We've got the expansion joint against the bridge. That's a small line of structure.
And so this entire girder, she's got a, so how she's out there doing this, she has a
mill thickness gauge.
Well, no, she's got a pick, it was a pick handle, like a walking.
Chipping angle.
And yeah, and so she's down there, and because I didn't quite understand how, you know, what they do. They're tapping along, and it sounds like what you're tapping on metal, and then it sounds like you're beating a hammer in sand. And because it's literally chunking off
rust
size of dinner plates, here in the water, and then you wonder, as I'm sitting looking down 20 foot, I wonder if that's what I said. But the problem we have here is this is the main piece that holds those two together. There's no structural integrity, in their opinion at this point, between this holding weight and this header beam carrying the weight. Because technically that's where it all goes down, hits that header beam, goes down to the platform.
All of that suspension from those, the truss, the way that bridge is made, everything rests on those members on the ends. Everything.
And this is the that exactly what you're talking about. This is that end member. You can't see it well here. Again, I'll show you some better pictures when I send them to your Dropbox. But these are riveted on in these angle pieces. And she was able to show me that they are just rusted to the sheets, but they are not together. They're just sitting there based on weight. And that used to be your I-beam. And
China, the beam is gone.
It's gone. So we're moving past, okay, there's the metal structure. Now we're talking about the cement structure, which I'm going to go back here. And Judith, in her previous articles, I think a year or two ago, when this first came up, wrote about potholes in the Chestnut Bridge. And this is one of the areas that I think she was referring to, and this is the expansion area that I was underneath looking up. And so I'm out there, didn't know how to give you a reference because I don't carry dollars around. Everybody puts a dollar bill or a coin or something. I had my little pocket knife. This is my pocket knife, and that's the hole. The hole's large enough I can put my hand up through it. You can see down through it. That's a smaller hole. This is the other hole. It's a larger hole in the rebar showing in the decking. Same thing we're experiencing in Hackney. So what that means is there's no, it's begun the rust process in the deck itself, expanding the metal, cracking out the deck of the cement. And so I want to show you that. These are somewhat out of order, but you can kind of see, you can't with that dark color, but right here you can see the rust in the rebar in the picture. This is another girder. This is another girder, it may help you this way too, that is a support girder that is sadly fully deteriorated. I just thought that was a cool picture. So we're going to move back forward here. So now we're up underneath that west expansion joint, right where we're talking about, right on the back side of this beam in front of me where the mouse is at.
There's that hole in the top.
Is the hole in the top. On the other side of that beam, you're seeing these cracks. Let me get to them here. We'll come back to those. There's that hole from the bottom side. Now, I have a big head. I couldn't get it through there, but I could get my arm through there. But you're seeing over here this substantial crack to your left. And you're seeing, and these are out of order, sorry. This is what you're seeing. You're seeing that rebar has rotted, and now all the cement's flaking off both sides. And again, we've talked to the engineers on the Hackney Bridge. They said, well, there's a new deck. It's easy to fix a new deck. This is not the same capacity. It's not the same situation. So going back this direction, so we're up underneath here, and this is that corner again we were just talking about. This is the northwest corner, and it is the better of the four corners. Excuse me, better of the two corners on the west side. The other side, I was not able to go across with her because my lanyard was not long enough and I didn't want to take the risk. So it was up and back down, and she chose to just take care of some of that stuff on her own. She had, what she illustrated to me is she could put about the size of a grapefruit through it, and the bottom of the girder, you can see from this picture, this is the corner she's talking about, and in these pictures you can see it better. There's literally no I-beam left. This is a full cavern, about 18 inches, about 4 inches. So it's gone. It's all rotted out. So I have more pictures. I had a great time. It was a good experience. But I guess the conversation we have, oh, this was one other item that that's the other item that we wanted to talk about. I wanted to get to those.
Look up at the bottom of that little phone, what's that look like?
So that's where I was, by the way. It was really fun. But that's her up there doing that back corner. But behind this area right here, on the inside, you see all the way through the inside girder to that upright girder. There's nothing holding the bottom girder necessarily into it. I'm not an engineer. To me, it looked excessive. But we'll have the report in September. But I think you're probably going to have the opportunity to have some decisions made before that, so I wanted to show you some information. The one other thing, to Alan's point, I wanted to make note of, and I think this is a long-term...
Can you zoom in on that?
Yeah, I think so. I have a better one. Hold on one second. There we go. So this is far northwest corner of the bridge. So these are, she called them rockers, but when the bridge expands, it allows it to rock back and forth, expansion and contraction. That's what it looks like it's working. She says, yeah, if it was a 120 degree day today, that would be perfect because it's fully expanded. She said, but it's not. And she said, so what happens is it's fully expanded now. When the bridge actually does expand, it doesn't have any more room to expand, thus it's going to fracture your cement or concrete or have more rust damage. So then she said, but the problem is look at this one. And I'm sorry, you can't see it very well on that. I will have a better projector the next time, I promise. This one's so deteriorated that it's rusted all the way forward. It doesn't have enough. She says it's rusted to a point it would be hard pressed for it to actually do what its duty was to do. But so we look over at that point. She directs me to look over. This is looking east underneath it. And even these mid corners here are having the same issue. Well, not to the same degree, but they're still having the same issue. So then she has me look over to the west. This is where the expansion joint is. Then the rest of the cement, this is where that, right there on the back side is where that hump is off that west side, or used to be on the west side. A couple things she made note for me on this was this area over here on the left, and what made it such an interesting deal, and I've got it up close. So a solution at one point was to put some post ends, 3/4 inch ply, backfill it with cement to fill that void because it got washed out. Well, now because of the high waters, you can see when it was filled, the dirt line was probably about here, and you can see the cement that had creeped down in some erosion areas. Well, now you're about 3 foot down underneath that. There's nothing holding that backfill in. So this is the west side again. So this is what she called a measurable distance. So when they come and do the annual reviews, they'll go to these places that they can see a measurable distance in erosion or corrosion or whatever it is. And this is one of those locations that we're going to report. So back to not boring you with the Chestnut Bridge, because that's not what I'm here to do. I think it's interesting. Oh, here's another thing that I found. This was a support guide wire. Was intended to keep it from too far. It is not in a condition that is doing any duty. It's been broken, and it's due to at some point. Headstone, or the capstone on the other side, doesn't have the falling off of the rock, but it has all the fractures associated to it. A lot of even the I-beams that you can't see it there, dug on it. Even the I-beams that look like they're somewhat different or decent, they've delaminated. And so once they delaminate, they don't have the residual load ability to hold the load.
No structural integrity.
So I guess what we come back to, and again, on the 13th, we'll go into more detail. At your direction, this last time, I asked if you guys would want to do the USDA grant, and I did. And we've got the application in, and we're waiting for a response back. On the 25th, we'll be having our first meeting. Public Works will be having their first meeting with FEMA to get the ball rolling on any kind of reimbursements that we can get with FEMA dollars. This is a figure that's put in place. The figure that's put in place of $600,000 plus some other pieces for the township for this area has nothing to do with the bridge. It only has to do with the approach. And same with the USDA. The USDA is only going to be associated
having our bridge inspectors mess this for some reason.
John and I were having this conversation. I don't think the state has. Because here's the state reports from 17
and 18.
If this
one's in this bad of shape, how very bad is Bridge 99?
Well, and I mean, if you look at the reports, just like this.
Yeah, these are the reports. And these are the folks that were there today. These are the folks that do these actual fracture critical reports. And they haven't missed it. They've notated this information year after year when they check it. And you see the dates that they were there with it. It's a yearly evaluation. And there's an expense associated with that yearly evaluation as well. And now it's getting to the point that it's deteriorated enough that if we open it back up, you'll see an increased expense because you're going to have them here more frequently because it's getting closer to that point of failure. And again,
I saw on the corner of that bridge, how the hell would you ever open that bridge back up?
I was going to say, why would you open that?
Well, that's your guys' choice.
There's no way we could put a liability on our necks to put people across that bridge.
That's what I was going to say, even if we get the roads fixed.
I won't have nothing to do with it.
No, I wouldn't authorize that bridge being open.
Yeah.
As a county commissioner.
Not when the beams got holes in.
Well, I mean, there.
Do you see this? Did you know this?
I just got a copy of them today.
Mm-hmm. Average daily traffic 200 in 2018. 2017, average daily traffic 75.
No, man, there's 2,000 people across that bridge. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, to
it's
be
wrote down right here.
To be fair, I've never seen the fracture critical bridge folks put a traffic counter. I'm sure they're traffic counters. I've never, John, are you aware of any time? I think they're taking information from the state on traffic routes to collect that data. I've never, in my experience, known of a traffic counter being out with a fracture critical.
I thought 2,000 cars was a little steep.
So, but I just wanted to clarify before next week, because by the time next week comes around, we're already going to have, the next meeting, by the time it comes around, we're going to have already a meeting with FEMA, and I don't want to misdirect any of our opportunities to have funding and go down that road. Again, not asking for any kind of motion today, but I just wanted to clarify to you all that the USDA grant is here to help us fix that, not the bridge. It's helped us fix the erosion issue. And I'll show you, a lot of people were unsure, perhaps, of why the erosion issue was such a big deal. If you look in this picture that I wonderfully taken, that right there is the last post that was the guardrail post. So I'm standing where I'm standing, which you can see my shadow, so it's not that far. And it was noon, so shadow pretty much up and down, right? Mm-hmm. I'm standing in where the road would be. I'm standing in the
edge of the road.
Not the edge of the road. I would be standing in the lane of the westbound traffic if the road was open. That is the bank, that's the river. So I never had a picture for you guys really that articulated how much of loss we had. But
so that post there you're saying is the last guardrail post before?
That's correct. Yeah. That was the base of the last guardrail post before.
Well, you've got to put 10 foot of dirt out there.
You would have to put quite a bit. I don't know, again, that's what that study is gonna be, but I know KDOT says for any kind of guardrail it has to be 2 feet, at least 2 feet of solid product behind it. My point is to this, and I'm not trying to articulate you guys any kind of, I'm not wanting a decision, but my argument is a couple things that have been presented to you. In 1999, Kurt Freeland and the city manager presented to the commission that water line would be removed within 2 years. And I sent that to you in email. Mm-hmm. Karen did some research for us and did a good job at that, and I appreciate that. So this bridge has been a concern to this board and to the city citizens of Ark City in that area for a great amount of time. You know, Ark City knew of the issue in 99.
What year was this bridge built?
Well, I think it's 1936.
Well, this paper in 2017 says 1936. Mm-hmm. In 2018, it says 1925.
Well, I don't know how to tell you.
That over.
Well, it got it.
Well, the weight, do you have the paper for that? Of course, they don't have that today.
See, that's the reason why I took these pictures. By the time it gets to the people at the state, if they're the federal
folks, it'll be
September before I get you the report for this year.
This went down in 2017 from 15 ton, maximum load gradient of 26 ton, to 8 ton in 1 year.
And now it's supposed to be 5.
In 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, the inventory load rating, I don't know the difference.
That ain't very heavy.
So 5 tons what it's posted now.
5 ton.
After seeing those shoe bridge beams,
each new
thing you put 5 tons on.
You take one of those big.
So I don't want to. I didn't really want to beat this thing up, but I want to just. You guys are gonna have a lot of things to think about this next meeting that we have, and I just want to make sure I have the opportunity to see how it's evaluated. How they get that kind of information, and the thing is that's what we get in the WARE report. Looking at that, you don't see the pictures, right? You don't see that data, and so this is a good opportunity for me to learn how it's being done, but as well as to collect some data that we may not have normally seen. The water line is still there.
You needed the pictures when everybody was here at that meeting.
And they'll be available for our next meeting if you guys choose that you want to share those. We could also, if you know, you had somebody make a comment to you at that meeting, how can we see updates of information? If you guys would like, I could put a website on or a link on our website and have these pictures available for people to look at before the meeting. I could put some social media feeds out to associate that too, if you'd like.
That'd be a bad idea.
So if that's something you'd like to do.
Because we were saying the bridge is okay, now you look at these pictures.
That's what I was going to say. We're saying the bridge is okay.
Well, and I think when we called.
I don't think it's the same bridge with this.
It may not be. I'll have to look. But I know the one is. Let me look and I'll get you the number off of that.
I'm hoping that there's all kinds of
differences. There may be a difference. One may be the Hackney Bridge.
I'm looking at the numbers on top and it's real close, but.
No, these are different bridges. You're right. My fault. I got you the wrong one. The 29 bridge.
Well, why would you even fix the embankment when the bridge isn't that bad of shape?
Well, I think that's the discussion and the conversation you'll have at the next meeting. Because right now, we are in the motion that we've guaranteed because of the request of doing the USDA grant. We're assuring 25% of our local dollars to fix that embankment to repair an approach for a bridge that's in this condition. And so we have to have the application done for USDA by the 30th of this month. I've already got the presentation and request in as of Monday, and they'll be wanting to meet with me next week and John to get all that lined up. Once we do that, then on the 13th, we're by making the motion for me to apply, we've authorized 25% of whatever that cost is. It's, they don't like to give you money and then you say like, oh, psych, I don't want it now, you know. Thanks anyways.
So we have to decide if we really want to do that.
I'm not saying today. I'm just saying understanding where we're at. I feel like a lot of things came at different times and the timing wasn't really great. And so I just wanted to kind of wrap that picture up so you guys can be processing and thinking about this.
Didn't at some point somebody say, as I was looking through the minutes, that the bridge would be okay for another 15 years? I swear that I
MKC said that. That's absolutely true. 15 to 30 years.
I guarantee you MKCC didn't see this.
So do they not?
Because I thought that they had, who does our biennial bridge inspections? Well, is that not them?
No, that's not them. They're our engineers.
They're just our engineers.
So they don't look at any of that stuff?
Well,
they don't look at any of our...
See, and that's the argument that we had. Because before we had the meeting... Yeah, absolutely. Before we had the meeting tonight, after John and I went and did this...
We basically misled everyone in here from the information we had. Everybody that sat in here that night saying, "Okay, yeah, the bridge is fine."
I think the statement should have been, "The bridge didn't sustain damage from the flood." That's what the statement should have been. Not that the bridge is fine.
Yeah.
The bridge is no worse off than it was. It's not in good shape, but it didn't get damaged from the flood.
Right. It's just
damaged. And so. We called MKC this evening and said, "Look, I'm not an engineer, but I went down with this stuff and I know what rust looks like and holes, you know." And they said, "Well, can you send us the pictures?" And then my statement to them was, "This is a federal requirement. Why haven't you made the decisions that you're making to guide us, you as a board and the county?" Based off of what's federally required, this is good data. They didn't have an answer for that. They said, "Well, can you send it to us?" So I'm having less and less confidence in their ability to have a sound decision for us. And that's honestly my concern, because I have to...
In my minutes, and I'm not saying whatever, and they were... So, but it says in there, MKEC has checked the integrity of the bridge and is satisfactory at this moment. And I totally am not saying that I...
They,
usually when I write stuff like that...
You're not
so
wrong,
I swear
Karen.
That they were here, and that was...
They are
June,
here.
That was June 4th that they said.
Yeah,
I am not disagreeing with you, and that's why I'm bringing this up to the board tonight.
That's how they made their decision.
Completely uninformed.
I know it, and they made the decision to riffraff that bank the first round based off that statement, and that's when you were hearing them here.
I'm telling you what, those pictures need to go to them guys and say, "Hey, what the hell?"
Yeah. So we called them tonight, probably 10 till 5.
Absolutely.
And we got wrapped up. And honestly,
what did we pay them last year, Lucas?
More than enough.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we're paying them up to $7,000 for this study.
Yes, correct.
And we're going to get that. See what they say. If they get. If we don't send them.
Have
pictures,
we wrote that check yet?
No, sir.
All right then.
Well,
said, those pictures need to go to them. Say, hey.
Yeah. No. And I think that's where we're at, because
you told us in June. documented, you told us in June, that bridge was basically structurally integrity was there.
They said it was a fracture critical, but it looked good, pretty much is what he was called. It was Carl. And
yeah, it needs paint, it's good.
It's the exact same thing he told me last December on
Hackney.
The Hackney Bridge. I told him it was pretty serious. I'm no engineer.
Good to go.
And it was April 29th when they came in and told
us. We need to get some new engineers with this.
That may be a conversation we have.
Seriously. $30,000 roughly, just like
last year?
Within this last year.
Within this year?
Within 12 months.
I know. I know. I've got $30,000 worth of invoices right now that we are setting on.
Well, that's what's been paid. Yeah. I just looked in the account.
And that's prices. In the last 3 months, because I had some questions on miscellaneous.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't care if it's the next meeting, whenever they need to.
Well, what was the cost to replace the bridge?
2.5 million.
Oh, 2.5.
Yeah.
Plus all our other dirt work that we'd have to do.
Sure. So you'd have to.
Well, it's going to be redesigned. It's going to have to span a lot further.
Well, the problem is that's just a build one, and that's a rough projection. And I'm having, I guess, my concern right now is based off what I've seen with my own eyes. Now, I'm questioning the data that was presented to me originally from MKC.
Absolutely.
And
me too.
And. 2.5 million is just a bridge. That's not moving the bridge. That's not moving the road. That's not anything. It's just a bridge.
Yeah.
You know. And so there may be some internal conversations. There will be. Let me say it this way. There has been, and there will continue to be, internal conversations on: are we getting our expectations met? And you know, are we communicating that effectively? And, we've had some transitions on our side, so, you know.
I'll help you tell them that right here.
We have that. But I do plan on seeing them here on the 13th when you guys have this next meeting. That's my hope. Because they need to present.
Do you have all these pictures?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Awesome. And so when I talk to them today, I have these in the Dropbox, and I share a link out to them. And so their engineers will look at this data. Again, the reason why I thought it was important is I apologize, I did bring the wrong one, or one of the wrong ones. But this 260 data.
60 of them, dude.
This data is there. Why are we not using this? Because, I mean, Alan's a very intelligent man, but I could still even look at this and figure out that it's not in the best condition, right? Why can't an engineer? So I'm not belittling MKC, and especially when they're not here to represent themselves. I just want to make sure that
I am.
No, they don't let me do proof.
Again, I don't do verbatim minutes.
I mean, this information right now would have completely changed that conversation the other night with 40 people in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would have completely.
I completely agree. And that's why I thought, like I said, I would have liked to have had it on the agenda for you guys to actually have a discussion item today. But I had it today, I had the opportunity, we jumped on it, and I didn't want to dilly-dally and not present this data to you all.
Who were the people that were there today with you?
What's the company? Out of Topeka.
Any internship?
Yeah. They do.
Oh, the engineer?
Yeah, they do.
I've seen them on our. So they got proposals for our engineering stuff.
So they got the state contract. So they got the state contract for the bridge structures throughout the state. So that they're one that they have done 11 bridges over 2 weeks in Cali County.
That's who KDOT.
That's KDOT related.
Maybe we need to change our engineering.
Well, I tell you, the folks that we met today, they knew what they were talking about. And I felt like they were not misleading me, you know.
You know, it's not their job to tell us this. Spain, her page of it was a lot less than people.
Yeah, and she was very hesitant, and rightfully so. She's not trying to be our engineer. Excuse me?
No.
That's her. She was a hell of a climber, too.
She didn't know she was hot.
Well, I'll leave that up to your perception. Oh, okay.
I'll bet you MKC don't get into their bridges.
Well, and that's, I think, honestly, that's the conversation that we're having, is what they consider a bridge inspection is them walking across the top of it, saying there's no holes in the top of it, and I don't see any problems.
The problems those are always underneath. I mean, you're not going
to... But my argument to that, guys, is I know structurally...
that corner? That, all the concrete?
All, yeah, I'm getting there. Sorry, guys. I really...
Nope, back up.
Too far?
Corner, back up.
That, right there, you could... I'm standing on the deck, not even leaning over, and I can see that. Okay? All of this, I'm on the deck. That is part of the deck. That's part of the deck.
Oh, so...
This is looking down off the deck. And so, again, these aren't necessarily...
Do a drive-by?
Roll down the window a little bit.
Oh, that's okay.
We made it across.
Yeah, we made it across.
Well, you can see, I'm standing on the deck, in the middle of the deck, taking this picture. And you can see...
All the pack rest between the rivets.
All those.
Yeah.
And so if it's happening there, where water can wash off dirt and debris... You know it's happening in places that it can't.
And that's the thing right now with all these floods. I mean, you get underneath there, and there's
crammed with stuff.
It's just packed underneath it because the earth is putting it on.
And that's what she was doing a lot for us today as she was under this. So every one of the north-south girders, every one of the joints where the east, west, and north-south girders go across, that's what she has to do. She goes under there with that pick hammer, and she's got some little... gauge tool that she puts up and fancy deal. But I'll show you from this will show you. These, they laid that thing, they were there, what, 4 hours? 3-4 hours? They put that deck underneath here and she would check every one of these corners on every one of these areas, on every one, all the way across. You can see 1, 2, 3. And so all the way across there, she stepped underneath, and as she was doing it, anything she could reach, you'd hear it throw. She was throwing it down on the river, getting it out of there. Now, some of the stuff was in there jammed, and...
Was she taking pictures all the time?
Yeah, they do take a picture for the state report. So, we have asked for that data from the state. That is not part of the report that's put on the other, and we should be able to get that. But again, I got back here around 1:32 o'clock. We got with him, we made some conversations, and that's when we decided this is something that we think is appropriate for you all to see tonight.
Man, I'd like to see that report before the meeting.
I would have loved to present it to you then, too.
This whole thing would be different right now. But
yeah.
But I think we really come to the point that these kind of items here, I'm standing on the surface. You can see that. Mm-hmm. So, but again, those rivets aren't fractured. If one of those rivets breach, the bridge doesn't fall. But if one of those girders underneath gives way, there's a good chance the corner of the bridge collapses and pulls the rest of it down. Nobody yet at this point, and I just want to clarify this, nobody yet said it's not passable. Nobody said that it is passable. The people that were here today, it's not their responsibility to determine the usability of it. They're giving the data to the state and to us to have our folks make those decisions. So
it goes to bigger than the state. State goes in the
so they can dictate it, but obviously these engineers in the field aren't going to say, oh, you can't drive on this, you know.
So will we get a report back from the state or feds?
September.
In September?
Mid to late September is what she said.
I think we're waiting on the report to see what it says.
We absolutely could.
So we got big concrete barriers in front of that where nobody can drive on that, right?
Well, on the west side we have the whole road blocked. On the east side we have.
They moved that one so they
could get in there. Oh,
did they? They moved that one so
they
could get in there. Okay. Right. You put it back
up to see. Okay. So yeah, it's very good. But it was funny, while I was out there, we had two folks from that area who wanted to walk down and look at it. So there's a lot of foot traffic.
So the commitment we've made, what's that locked us into?
25% of whatever the cost would be, which roughly 25% of $450,000.
Okay, so if we don't want to do that,
We can rescind from the application.
When? What's
tomorrow.
Our timeline?
Tomorrow.
I say we do.
You know that you guys.
That bridge isn't fixable. And in order, if it's not fixable, my or not passable, why spend any money on the fill of that till we decide whether we're going to have to?
That's what I was going to say. Let's not throw any.
Absolutely
more
not.
I mean, we're just throwing money away. That $7,000 that we're going to pay them, and then, I mean, that's just throwing it away, in my estimation.
And honestly,
and then 25% of whatever they come up with, that's ridiculous.
So it's an offer to.
So USDA, the last meeting I said, hey guys, do you want me to apply for the USDA grant to help with?
Just the banking.
That's the erosion banking, that's the river weirs, that's that kind of stuff. And it's a 75-25 match grant. The letter that I sent was a template from them. I'll pull it up.
Yeah. Yeah. For nothing. That's ridiculous.
Plus the $7,000 we're paying MKC to tell us.
I know.
This is a letter that was sent. It was sent on Monday. And it states that we are prepared to provide local 25% of the cost of construction work in dollars or in-kind services.
I would move today to resend the offer on the USDA match grant on the East Chestnut Bridge.
Second.
Been moving second to rescind the offer on the USDA grant on the East Chestnut Bridge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed.
And regarding the $7,000 up to, not to exceed $7,000, that should still give you a estimated cost of what all solutions are going to be, repair or removal of that area. Repair, replacement.
Should we state on that motion to, because of the photos and inspection today? I mean, I can't, I guess.
What, to 7,000?
I don't think it's relevant.
I don't think it's relevant.
You don't need to.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is on the 25th of this, Thursday, John's team's going to meet with FEMA. And we've said, hey, we want $600,000 from you guys so that we can fix this road.
Well, we've about got to see what they got to say. We don't have to take their money.
We don't. But what they may prioritize their revenues based off of need, and that could impact the prioritization.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying we can still go through it, but when you go into the FEMA,
you have to be truthful about that, because we're not going to spend that money.
Well, I think that's the argument. We're going into a conversation saying we want to fix this. Then they say, okay, and then, well, we don't really want to fix it. I don't think that's a good relationship that we're building.
Absolutely not.
That we're saying we are or we're not. Again, I'm not asking you guys to make motions to make a final decision today. But I just, knowing the time frame and knowing the data that we have.
Well, we really got to wait until MKC comes in and tells
correct.
Us what's what. Then
so
we can do.
So what I can do is when John and I meet with FEMA, we'll let them know that we're getting the study, and that will be the determining factor for you all that we should have it by the 13th on if you guys are going to pursue that. Right out the gate, we'll be transparent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps it to where you guys can have all the data at one time, make a decision, and not make any other erroneous decisions that may mislead.
So the 13th MKEC is going to be.
That's my intentions. As of the conversation we had on the phone.
I think we need to handle them with these pictures and a bunch of questions.
Yeah. As what we had on the phone tonight, that's the intention. So outside of that, didn't want to rare the night out, but I think I'm done.
I'm glad we didn't spend $300,000 on the riprap.
Yeah,
going up to that bridge right now.
Well, I was totally under the impression that bridge.
Well, was it 395,000?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah, sure does.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And that
was
only
in that neighborhood.
Well, you know, lead-based paint. You
don't
worry about
as much out of that metal as I thought.
I bet you when they take that down, there's still going to be something.
I'm sure. With that underneath, I was just Say, where's the paint?
Well, your inspector today knocked some down the river. So it's not so bad, too.
With all anything else?
No, sir.
No executive session?
No.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
And move second to adjourn. We're adjourned. All in favor say aye.
Aye.